With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Wednesday, July 1st. And if you've got a financial question, maybe it's a rebalancing question. Hey, today's the first day of the third quarter, for goodness sake. You got some things to do, perhaps. Why don't you send us an email? Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Joe writes, "Hi, Jill, I'm a regular listener. It's my third email to you." Not like third email and I didn't answer. It's like the third time he's asked a question, which I loved. Okay, so check this out. I started investing with Betterment when they were your sponsor. So that was like 4 or 5 years ago. Joe says, "I now have over $200,000 with them. Of late, they seem to be struggling with their customer support. Emails go unanswered. Calls start with the CEO apologizing, but still no support person comes online or ever calls back. Question, is there any risk that Betterment goes bankrupt? If they do, what would happen to the assets I have with them? What's the likelihood of some kind of fraud in an advisory firm like Betterment? Is it wise to split my investment? $200,000 is not a lot, but it is all of my taxable investments. Maybe I'm overreacting. My gut tells me something's wrong. Support functions should not be so severely impacted in this environment. Thanks for everything you do. Take good care of your health. You seem to be working 7 days a week. Regards, Joe." Okay, so here's the deal, Joe. If an investment company were to go bankrupt, you are protected by SIPC, the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. It's kind of like, it sort of smells and acts like FDIC insurance with a bank failure, except it's for a securities firm. Okay, so the way it works is that SIPC, that's what it's called, protects up to $250,000 in cash or cash equivalents, rather, and then another $250,000 up to $500,000. So, a couple of little caveats about SIPC. Does not cover unregistered investment contracts or limited partnerships or fixed annuity contracts or currency or interest in gold or silver, or any other commodity futures contract or commodities options. My guess is you don't have that in your Betterment account. So, starting with that, even if Betterment were to go broke, you're protected. Second issue, do I know anything about them going broke? No, I don't. However, I will say this. It is disheartening when you don't feel like there's service at an organization. And if you're feeling that way, then I agree with you. There is a, it's going to be tough for you to move forward and feel confident. So, your lucky day is right now because there are a lot of other options. Specifically, the Vanguard Digital Advisor has just launched a couple of months ago. And that could be a pretty awesome way for you to just do the exact same thing that Betterment does. And I think it's even slightly cheaper. So check that out. You've got your resources there. If you actually want to talk to a person, if part of your Betterment account involves talking with a human being, you could use the Vanguard Personal Service Advisor, which is kind of an upgrade. And while you're at it, since you're poking around and looking to switch anyway, why don't you also go check out Schwab Intelligent Portfolio? So Vanguard and Schwab, really good opportunities for you and alternatives to Betterment. Could just be nothing, though. It really could be. It could be that they're just not, you know, they've got so much volume, they can't handle it. But that's not a good look for them. It really isn't. Okay?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ted writes, I'm 78 years old. I'm healthy and debt-free. My late wife left me $4.3 million in municipal bonds. I'm entitled to the income from these bonds. After my death, the funds go to the large research hospital that added over 30 years to her life. They deserve it. Wow, that's awesome. Here is Ted's personal situation. He owns a $700,000 condo. He's got $2 million in Vanguard funds, $500,000 in a Roth IRA, dividend-paying stocks, $1 million in a tax-managed balance fund, $300,000 in real estate fund, $200,000 in a money market fund. Additionally, I have pension income, $100,000 per year, $2 million in CGAs from Pomona College paying me $1,400 a month. Wow. 74% of that is tax-free for another 10 years. Then I got $150,000 in a checking account. Oh my God. My expenses, which are pretty low, obviously, he writes, permit me to save $20,000 to $30,000 per month. Oh gosh. Here's his concern. The income from my late wife's estate brings in about $200,000 per year, but fees on these bond holdings through her financial advisor at the Royal Bank of Canada is about $25,000. That is very high for what seems like little effort on their part. I can move these funds. The question is where? Maximizing income and safety is a must. Thank you. Okay, so Ted, first of all, I'm wondering if your wife left these in a trust, which it sounds like she did, the trust has to allow this to occur. And you're saying you can move them, but I just want you to verify that. Where to move them is really interesting. I would say that you could move them to pretty much any investment advisor who will give you a straightforward appraisal of the bonds and what they're doing with the bonds. I'm somewhat concerned that if you gave this situation to the vast majority of brokers out there, people who are not investment advisors, that they would just immediately dive into taking this money and trying to do something with it. So there's two options for you. One is to find somebody who you could really trust, and maybe I could help you out with that. I probably have a couple of people that we could put you in touch with. And the second thing is maybe you could just have this money go into an account at Vanguard. Maybe that's a possibility. So everything's in one place. The most important thing that I see here is that you are dealing with someone who can look at these muni bonds as a separate entity that is essentially being managed for your current income, but then, of course, going to the hospital. Okay, so good luck. And thank you so much for writing in. We really appreciate it. And I'm sorry about your loss. What a way to kind of get this money, huh? Terrible. Molly writes, I'm recently retired. I have a few weeks left to decide if we should pay out my annuity for a 25% survivor pension or a 50% survivor pension. My husband's 4 years older than I am, and said 25% because he's likely to pass away before me, and the extra 100-ish bucks a month to get 50% could be used elsewhere. I tend to agree and have considered using the money that we would have paid for that survivor pension towards long-term care insurance. Do you have advice on what percent survivor pensions are best to choose? You know, I need all the other information, which is a pain in the neck. But if it's really we're talking about the difference between $100 a month, odds are that the four-year older man is going to die before you. So there's that.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Okay, Mark writes... Not my Mark. This is just a different Mark. Hi, Jill. Love your show. Here's a different question that you might than you might be used to. I live in a small city outside of Buffalo. I'm now retired. I was a landlord for 30 years and recently sold four of my properties. I have a government thrift savings plan with $325,000 and a Vanguard from a previous job with approximately $700,000. No debt, just a couple of car loans, $1,100. Here's my question. I've bought about 6,000 shares of Apple over the years, and I want to give that stock to different charities or families in need or veterans. My will is done. I really don't have any extended family to leave anything to. I'm 60 years old, and I want to make a real difference in someone's life. I live a modest life, and after just retiring, I feel uncomfortable with the money I have. Is there a discreet way to find out the neediest people or charities that use money wisely? I have my own list, but I'd love your thoughts. First of all, how nice that you have this as a hope and a dream. Next, how you actually give stock away is pretty easy. I mean, you can give stock anonymously. If I think about this right now, I'm just going to do a quick bit of calculating here of what your stock is actually worth, your Apple stock. It's worth about $2 million. How do you like that, Mark? One easier way to give this money away would be to set up a charitable giving account. And I'm pretty sure, I don't know if Vanguard has it. I imagine they do. I know Fidelity has one. Let me just see if they Vanguard Charitable Giving. Yes. Okay. So what I would do is I would, this is called a donor advised fund, and I would go to Vanguard, vanguardcharitable.org. And there, what you will do is you can actually set up an account, right? And it allows you to move the money into the account, and then you can make grants directly from that account. The moment you get to claim a tax deduction is when you transfer the money into the donor advised fund. But the fund can gift that stock over many years, months, days. So I think that this is something that is really flexible. You can get some tax benefits while you do it. And then you can also do some research. And the research you're going to have to do is checking in with Charity Navigator and checking in with Vanguard, because they do research as well, and try to find the charities that align with your interest, not specific people. I don't know if this is possible. I don't know if Buffalo has this, but many cities have what they call community organizations, charitable organizations, where there's a group of people who say, we vet all the best charities in Buffalo. And you should investigate that as well, because these community charitable organizations can often be incredibly helpful in parsing through. The one thing I would avoid is just giving money to people. That to me is a little thorny and might get you into trouble. So that's where I come out on that. You're very nice. Kind of blown away. What a nice sentiment to get that kind of an email. I think that's a good place to end this one, Mark. on someone giving away $2 million that they don't need. Amazing. It's Wednesday. There's only one day left in the week for me and Mark, that is. Remember, tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, will be the monthly jobs report, the June jobs report. It could be another one of those weirdo reports. We're expecting a couple million jobs added. The unemployment rate's going to be 12, 13%. Who knows what it's going to be? But the data, they're all over the place. So I'll frame it for you when we drop all the information into your feed on Friday morning. Just know that I will be working on this, drilling down. And over the weekend, I'm going to work really hard on doing a mid-year update. It's going to be an economic update, but maybe more importantly, it's going to be an update of what you need to be thinking about for your financial life in the second half of 2020. All right, because we're here, baby. H2 has started. Thank you very much for listening. If you have a question, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. You can always go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Listen to past shows, or you could maybe sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We would love you to do that. Remember to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain that physical distancing. You can still be social, but no physical, and try to lift someone up today. That would be really helpful. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.